PP. Now you heard that.
Oh, yeah.
What do you call to the sheep when you're going to get them from the pasture?
Bad.
Okay. What do you call to the chickens when you're feeding them?
Chick, chick.
Say, yeah, chick,
chick.
Okay.
Chick, chick, chick.
If you're going to get the horses ready to take them out for driving, or for, well, let's say for driving, you say, I want to what the horses?
Harness the horses.
Okay. How about if you're going to take them out plowing? Would you use a different word? You got to get them ready to go out to do the plowing. What are you going to do to the horses?
You put the plow gear on them.
Okay, you're going to put the plow gear on. What are these things when you're driving horses that you've got in your hands?
Line.
Okay. How about when you're riding horseback? You've got these in your hands. What would you call them?
Rein.
Okay. And when you're on horseback, you got your feet in what?
Stirrups.
What is the name for the horse that's on the left? If you, you know, if you have a team, you have the horse that's on the left. Does he have a particular name?
I don't think so. I think we just said, well, that one waits on the left and that one waits on the right.
In words like nigh horse or lead horse or wheel horse.
Well, that's when you got more than two.
Oh, you have a whole...
Yeah, four or six.
Well, then, if you have a whole, let's say, four or six horses, would you call the horse on the left one of these names?
Well, those two in the front would be your lead horses.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't have one line on those.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were driving those six, well, more than likely, somebody would be riding one of those back horses.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, he would just have a set of lines on the middle horse, and then just one went on to the lead one. You see, if he wanted them to go left, you see, he'd pull that one line. See, they was the lead horses. He just pulled that line. But if you want to go right, you see, he wouldn't have no line over on that side because he just had one. He'd just wake it a little bit and they'd know. You know, to turn right. You know, he just...
Yeah.
Just wake
the
it
horse
up.
Know what to do.
Yeah, he'd go right then. You know, after they waked up there a while, of course, if one got sick or something or died, well, you see, more like he'd have one left, you see, and he would put one of that horse up there with that new one, and he would soon learn it. But more than likely, he would put him over on that side, you see, where he pulled him.
Oh, yeah. Maybe the horse would understand better.
Yeah, and then you see, when he waked that line, well, that horse over there would know it. And he'd sort of start that way and sort of push that other one on over. It don't take them too long to learn it, but they would have to sort of learn it.
Mm-hmm. What would you, now if I were asking you how to get somewhere, and it just isn't very far away at all. And if I said, well, how far is it? You say, oh, it's just...
Well, just a little piece of the road.
How about if it's
But you want me to tell you something?
Yeah.
We were asking a guy, and I didn't really have... You know, we was somewhere down in South Georgia, and we was looking for someone, and I don't forget, it's been 10 or 12 years, And we just saw a man walking the road, and I told him, I said, well, I bet he know. And so I drove up and stopped, and I said, Captain, can you tell us where so-and-so live?